The Cape Point Nature Reserve is open. One can access it under restricted conditions. One can't do much while in there other than drive around. The funicular can't open yet because it's a leisure activity. The shop and the restaurant are closed. There aren't enough visitors to justify its opening. And the funicular, the shop and the restaurant have been closed since the 27th of March. That is a long time to not get any income. And it is run by the Tebe Tourism Group. Kobus du Plessis is the group financial manager on the line to us now. Kobus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
What kind of government assistance have you been able to access since the 27th of March? Have you been able to get some TERS money for your employees?
Yeah, so luckily we have been able to access the TERS UIF funds since the end of March, and we have received every month since then, we have been able to claim from that fund.
And that's for, in your case, has gone reasonably smoothly. The employees who qualify for it have been getting it month after month?
Yes, yeah, we actually haven't had too many problems with the system.
It's actually nice to hear that there are companies that haven't had too much of a problem with the system. But, I mean, it goes only a very limited way, doesn't it, that support?
No, 100%. I mean, we obviously try to keep most of the staff around, and with zero income since the end of March and only carrying a certain amount of working capital, it creates a bit of a tough situation for us.
And you applied for, as many businesses in the tourism, the leisure industry did, applied to your insurers. You said, oh, well, I notice we've got pandemic cover. Please, can we have X amount of money? And your employer, your insurer, Santam, said, no, you can't.
Exactly. I was quite positive initially reading the speaking to our brokers, getting the wording from out of the clause from them, infectious disease cover within 40 kilometers, and we put in our claim, obviously thinking, you know, things will be going our way. And then with quite a bit of waiting from their side, and they eventually came back to us saying that the lockdown is unfortunately not covered in our policy, even though it surely read that way to us. And then they said, well, if we can't prove that we actually had a case at Cape Point itself, they cannot honour our claim.
Yeah, but I mean, there was this settlement to which Santam was a part, or this agreement to which Santam, of which Santam was a part, which said that we're going to pay a certain amount. And if the court case goes in favor of the businesses who believe they have pandemic insurance, then that amount of money will be taken off the payout that the court will direct us to pay to you. But if the court decides in favor of the insurers, then you will keep that money. You won't have to pay it back. Why were you excluded from that? Because sometimes...
So only in the last few days, through our brokers again, we got this notice of this potential relief payment, which we've submitted all our documents now. But, I mean, that's only come through recently now after no word from our insurer, Santam, no communication from them. So we've only, in the last few days, actually been notified of this initial payment.
And then your brokers need to have a bit of electricity applied to them. Because, Nick, when did we talk about this? Almost 2 weeks ago. I think we talked about the fact that this agreement was there. But anyway, okay, Kobus, under what conditions do you think you can reopen? I've no idea what the, I don't know whether you know, whether you have any insights as to how many cars on average are going into Cape Point at the moment under the current conditions.
Yeah, under the current conditions, not a lot of numbers. I think the most cars that, or people that have gone into the park was about 300. On a Sunday, compared to hundreds, if not thousands, on a normal day. So we're looking to open, hopefully, if interprovincial travel can open up. Because at this stage, there's just not enough numbers in the Western Cape alone to really justify incurring costs at this stage.
One doesn't know. I know a lot of places. A lot of places, that's an exaggeration. I know of probably close to a dozen places that are basically full until for the rest of the year, accommodation within. And that's all from people who have a pent-up desire to travel, and they can't travel beyond the borders of the Western Cape, so they're traveling within the borders of the Western Cape. And, I wonder which is the chicken and which is the egg in your situation. I mean, if the funicular were allowed to open, if Cyril Ramaphosa does relax to level two when he speaks to us later this week, and that means the funicular can open and you can open the restaurant, does that mean that more people will come, or do you have to wait until more people come before you can open the restaurant and the shop?
Yeah, correct. I mean, our mix of international versus local visitors is probably in the region of 75% international, 25% local that actually use the funicular, buy the curios at the store, those sort of things. So even with interprovincial travel, you know, we might be able to cover our costs, but there's definitely, we need a certain number of visitors per day to be able to really justify opening up.
Yeah, and of course, it's very easy for me to sit here in the studio and ask you to take a risk, because I wonder to what extent COVID is changing people. A lot of people have less money, so they might have wanted to go out of Cape Town for a weekend, but they can't afford that, but they can maybe afford an excursion to Cape Point. So the number of local visitors who are prepared to go there and spend some money in the facilities might be higher than you think. And how do you know until you test the market?
Yeah, no, exactly. But unfortunately, the reality is that based on our numbers and our projections, it's highly unlikely that with just Western Cape people, you know, it'll be worthwhile.
Okay. Kobus du Plessis, Group Financial Manager at the Tebe Tourism Group, which controls the Cape Point Restaurant, Shop and Funicular.